Perikya Dalid, Mishnah Tes. Kol HaKodshim Shekdishon B'Shas Iser Bamas. All karbanas where you were makdish them, you verbally designated them to be a karban at the time when it was forbidden to bring it on a bama. V'krivon, but then it was actually brought B'Shas Iser Bamas. But at the time that it was usher to have a bama, b'chutz, outside the Azara, halacha would be, Habe Elo Ba'asei, there would be a Isser Asay, a Mitzvah Asay, and a prohibition of a Los Asay. Now the Bartanur explains, the Asay is Shama Taviu Es Arle Seichem, which implies that you have to bring a Dafka to the Ohal Moed and not to a Bama. And we say Lava Bama Chlal Asay Asay. And there's a Los Asay of Hishama Lecha Pen Tale Ola Secha Bechal Maka Masher Tira. You can't bring the Kabanos wherever you see fit. And the Mishnah continues, V'chayav n'aleim kares, is also chiyav kares, since the haktosha was when it was usher to bring bamos, and you actually brought it, b'chutz, at the time of the isur ha-bamos, that is the halacha similar, parallel to doing it during the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Now what if hikdishin b'shas heter bamos, you were makdish, it verbally designated it when it was mutter to bring it on a bama, v'krivan, but you sacrificed it, b'shas isur bamos, you brought it b'chutz, at the time when it was forbidden to bring it on a bama. So the halacha is, Harei elu ba'asei velos asei, then there would be the asei of shama taviu ol aseichem, because since you have to bring it in the ol moed, you have been transgressed that. And also, the los asei you have of pen tala ol asecha, that you can't bring your ola anywhere you want, that's also been transgressed. But, v'ein chayav maleim kares, here there will not be a chayav kares. And the Yochan explains, because there's only a chiyav kares, had you been makrivit b'chutz at the time that you were makdishet. Similar to the way it was in the midbar. So since at the time you were makdish this karbon, there was a heter bamos, we cannot apply the punishment of kares. Now the Mishnah continues, hikdishan b'shas iser bamos. If you were makdish it at the time of iser bamos, v'krivan b'shas heter bamos, but the actual hakrava b'chutz was when it was mutter to have a bama. Harei elu ba'asei, they will be over on the asei of shama taviu olei seichem, which implies you shouldn't take it anywhere else. But v'ein behem belos asei, the los asei of hishama lecha pentalo losecha bechol makom asher tira, that won't apply, since at the time of the actual bringing, there was a heter to bring the karbanos outside the azara. Mishnah Yod. Elu kodshim kreivim b'mishkan. Which kodshim must be brought in the Mishkan? Now here we're talking about the Mishkan which was in Gilgal, Noiv, and Givon. That we said that there wasn't an Aron there, but it was really just a Mishkan. It wasn't called a Bayis, just a Mishkan. At that time, it was mutter to have Bamos. Yet, the following is a list of the kodshim which you must bring only in the Mishkan, but not on a bama outside the Mishkan. That would include kachim shehukdashu l'mishkan, kachim that are designated only for the Mishkan, which are karbanos hatzibur, kreivim b'mishkan. Karbanos which are communal offerings, they must be brought in the Mishkan, v'karbanos hayachid, but individual offerings, they were allowed to be brought on the bama. Now, karbanos hayachid shehukdashu l'mishkan. If you had a karban yachid that was designated to be brought in the Mishkan, and that means that he verbalized at the time of the designation that I'm going to bring this in the Mishkan. The halacha is yikarvu b'mishkan, they have to be brought there to fulfill his vow. But v'mikrivan b'bama, but if he did go against his vow and bring it on a bama putter, he will be putter, because since the only thing binding him to bring it in the Mishkan is the vow, and it's not the halacha of shchitas chutz. So we cannot apply the assay, we cannot apply the los assay, we cannot apply kares. It's just simply the fact that he hasn't fulfilled his vow. Ma bin bamas yachid le bamas tzibur. Now what other differences do we find between the bamos, which were allowed to be outside the Mishkan, or bamas tzibur, referring to the Mishkan, which was in Gilgal, Noiv, and Givon? So it would be as follows. Smicha, leaning on the animal, that is only done in the Mishkan, not in a private bama. And the reason is because it says v'samach, you do smicha lefnei Hashem, only before Hashem. So if it's a private bum, but that's not before Hashem. Ushchita tzafon, shechting it in the north, that is also tzafayna lefnei Hashem, and that does not apply in a private bumma. Umatan saviv, the halacha of putting the blood, shtei matano shehein arba, sprinkling it on the two corners, that is only done in the Mishkan, because again it says on the Mizbeach, saviv, which excludes a bumma. And tenufa, the hagasha, which is waving the certain parts of the animal, or hagasha, or bring it to the mizbeach, those items were not done at the private bama. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mincha b'bama." He says as well, a carbon mincha cannot be brought on the bama, and he also holds that a carbon of a bird, a carbon eifas, also is not brought on a bama. However, Tanakama holds both mincha and a carbon ha'of can be brought on the bama. Now, v'chihon, the requirement of doing an avoda with kehuna, ubigdei sharis, and that the kohen must be wearing the specific garments for avoda, uklei sharis, and using the holy vessels, v'reach nichoach, and the halacha that the flesh which is brought in the mizbeach must give off a fragrant smell, which precludes cooking the meat before it's put on the mizbeach, u'mechitzas, Umechitza bedamim, and the halacha of the chut hasikra, where we had some blood that was put on the upper part of the mizbeach and some blood that was put on the lower part of the mizbeach, v'richot yadayim v'raglayim, and the halacha that you have to wash the hands is meat with hands and feet. Avol, all those apply only by the mishkan, but not on the private bama. Aval hazman, but regarding the halacha of pigul, that if one plans to eat it chutz lezmanai, v'hanaisa, or if they leave it overnight, v'hatame, or if the halacha that a tame is pasul to do the avoda, shavin bazel bazel, that applies even by both the mishkan and by the private bama. So therefore, although we just said that a kohen only is a requirement for a bama, the bamas tzibur, but for a private bama, a Yisrael can do the avoda. However, that's only if he's a tahar. But if he's a tameh, he would not be allowed to do the avoda.